with Gordon Stoner from the U.S. Wheat Industry. First of all, wheat is very popular in some states, not so much in other states. That's something your group kind of works with to, you know, let people know the many uses and what you can do with it.
Absolutely. Wheat is actually grown in 44 states. Our members are 22 states in NOG, Federation of Wheat Producing States. So not grown so much in other states. Primarily, it's a question of profit. Farmers plant what is most profitable. Wheat tends to be grown in drier areas. The Western Plains, of course, very large producers. But because of being grown in drier communities, areas, oftentimes very high quality.
One thing we've heard of lately is because of various commodity prices and where they all land right now, which is low, wheat is becoming a little more of an option for a forage for cattle.
Absolutely. You know, the winter wheat growing areas, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, many of them use it as winter forage. And then they can elect in the spring whether to take it to harvest or not. Oftentimes they do not, but when prices are good, they do.
Your organization has also done some study work in the past about uses for wheat, possible new markets for it. What's happened there?
Well, unfortunately, it's hard to get industry excited. You know, there's only so much capital available. I am suggesting to our growers we need to invest in ourselves. But when times are a little thin, it's hard to put money into a venture. And so we continue to look at that model. You look at what corn and soybeans have done, ethanol, biodiesel, oil from soybeans used so many places. I would like to take what is perceived as a detriment to wheat, as in gluten, find some new uses for gluten. It's a strong, strong protein. I don't know, maybe they can make super glue out of it, but we need to work at looking at new uses. Stockpiles of wheat in the world are about as high as we've ever seen them. And unfortunately, oftentimes when a farmer thinks times are a little tough, they don't cut back and wait. They plant an extra acre trying to generate the gross revenue. And I saw my father do that time and time again. No one farmer thinks he has an impact on the markets. But collectively, we tend to all move the same direction the same time. And as a result, we've got a lot of wheat in the world right now.
And that's not just production here, but that's worldwide production.
Absolutely. That's one of the ongoing problems. China has a very high internal domestic support price, almost $10 a bushel. So Chinese farmers are planting wheat when the world market says don't plant wheat. Numbers I see says China has about half of the wheat that's in storage within their country. And that's causing a lot of drag on world markets.
Let's look at South America. They grow a lot of the same things we do, but they've had some tough crop years in certain places, especially with corn and soybeans. What about wheat?
We're actually sending wheat their way. South America, Latin America is actually becoming a consumer of U.S. wheat. We have a high quality wheat. It's able to be blended with some of their local varieties that maybe aren't quite as good a quality, and they make a better quality bread from it.
What is the organization looking toward in 2017?
Well, we just met in Denver last week. We're working on the Farm Bill, surveying our members, what works, what isn't working, where do we need to make improvements, what do we want. Members have made very clear that crop insurance is critical in terms of the support programs. Concern has been raised about counties having disparities in their county average yield. We continue to work on that. NAS data is presently used. We feel RMA, crop insurance data, is more accurate, more reliable. And so we'll see where that leads us. Great discussion on conservation titles. what's working, where we need to make changes. Very good support in the country for the Conservation Stewardship Program, CSP. It is good participation, and farmers feel it's working very well. Some of our detractors would suggest voluntary conservation is not working. I absolutely refute that argument. We're conserving soil, water, as we've never done. We're managing nutrients at a higher level that's ever been done. Voluntary conservation works.
Along with that conservation, as a cover crop, wheat is not such a bad choice, is it?
Well, it's hard for me to admit that one of my staple revenue sources might be considered a cover crop, but some of the mixes that are available are very expensive. In areas that have a long enough growing season, does well. It sprouts quickly, covers the ground, holds the soil in place. Myself, I'm not able to do it. I'm on the tundra, as it were, near the Canadian border. We don't have a long enough growing season, but many areas make it work very well.
Trade agreements are a big thing these days, especially with the new administration coming in. How do you feel about TPP?
Well, NOG is all in. We export 50% of our wheat. We need to have strong agreements. We've had two presidential candidates, not so positive. Now that the election's done, I'm hopeful maybe the tone can be softened. There was reconnaissance suggesting we had the votes to pass TPP in lame duck session. Now that the presidential campaign is gone as it has, I'm not so confident in that statement, but we are all in on TPP. We need to get it across the line. And I think our leaders need to take note. Recently, Philippine president said he was ready to align with China and Russia. I think that's a symptom of the growing vacuum in the Asian Rim. China is moving with their multilateral agreements to become a major economic force. If we do not pass TPP, that gives China free hand. And we should be concerned not only about trade, but if China continues to move, the economic force they become in the Asian Rim. We risk becoming a second-rate player. TPP needs to move ahead. It sets high standards for food safety, for phytosanitary issues, the environment, labor issues. It's much more than just trade. It sets many standards, and we need to be the leader in that effort.
Is there anything you'd like to add today?
Well, prices are down for wheat right now, but we see that in all commodities. Wheat has a great future. We've hired a new CEO at NOG, Chandler Gould, and I'm excited about his leadership and his knowledge of the Hill, and I think wheat will be back when it comes to the Farm Bill.